History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with Pastor Warren McKenzie. He's a rapper, he's a pastor, a preacher, pretty cool guy. Welcome along, mate. Tell us a bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was born in New South Wales, a little place called Bowral.
Okay.
And I grew up in Hervey Bay, Queensland. I'm a father, husband, and a pastor at Reformation Baptist Church in Wake Old Brisbane.
In Wake Old Brisbane, very cool. Now, Bowral, where is that near in New South Wales?
It's below Sydney, sort of if you go out from Wollongong out to the Southern Highlands is the area, Mossvale, Mittagong,
that area. And did you have like a religious upbringing?
No, I didn't actually. My family were not believers. My journey of coming to faith began through hearing the gospel presented to me in RE lessons at school.
Wow.
It's called RI now, but RE back then, religious education.
Yep.
And there was a faithful uniting minister who came to my school and just preached the gospel.
Yeah.
And it just hit home, and I went up to him and asked him for details about how do you become a Christian then, because it really struck me as he gave me this message of, he was very specific as well about the gospel. He said, you know, Jesus died for our sins and he was raised to life and we all have sins. And so, really hit home. And so I actually went home that night and I wasn't quite sure because I was a pretty good boy back then. I was pretty obedient to mum. And I said to her, I've been thinking about becoming a Christian and asking Jesus into my life. That was the wording that I had. And I remember washing the dishes and she stopped for a moment and she just looked at me and said, "Whatever makes you happy, son. Whatever makes you happy." So she wasn't opposed, but she didn't quite understand it. And praise the Lord, she's a believer today as well.
Yep.
I went to my room and I prayed to the Lord for the first time and believed the gospel. And it was a rocky journey for many years, but that's where it began for me. His name was the Reverend Bruce Gully.
Yep.
And I had the privilege actually of going and seeing him years later. You know, when you're a kid and you think anybody over about 25 is just ancient, right? So I thought, you know, as a kid that this guy was already really old. And me as an adult now, you know, grown and got kids of mine, I thought Reverend Bruce would have been long passed away. But I was talking to another uniting minister and I was sharing my testimony with him about this. And he said, "Oh, Pastor Bruce." He said, no, he just lives up the road in Barden.
Oh, wow.
And now he has gone on to be with the Lord now. But he actually gave me his address and I was able to go and see him and just, I found him on his front lawn weeding the garden and we sat and we just shared together and I just thanked him for preaching the gospel to me. So
fantastic.
Yeah,
you just think of all the seeds that have been sown, all the lives transformed through these wonderful schools ministries.
Oh, yeah.
And mate, tell us, how did your life change after that?
Oh, well, even though I made like just plenty of poor choices, God was with me all the time, and he was even using all those poor choices to then teach me lessons. And it changed dramatically because I think one of the first things that I knew as a kid was that no matter what came next, even though I didn't really understand who God was and the fullness of what I would come to, you know, later learn, but God was with me. And and then there was just times in my life where as I look back now, I just see the evidence of his hand protecting me or just, as I said, using even poor choices for greater goods in my life. And so, you know, I think when you get initially, when you become a Christian, people think of those initial things like you've got to, I should be all right now. I've stopped swearing. I've stopped this or that. And these kind of, you know, things that seem important and are, you know, but then we go on this journey then of realizing just how flawed we are by our own sin and how great God's grace is, how amazing he is. And so that's really been that journey of, you know, really just understanding his mercy and grace and living in light of that. So
tell us a bit about your teenage years. You know, were you involved in youth group? Did you get into ministry as a young fella? What did that look like?
Yeah, for me, look, they were probably the harder years in terms of this is where the poor choices came in. Mm-hmm. So I was certainly not living like a Christian in mm-hmm. those years. It wasn't until into my adult life that things really started to connect again. And it wasn't actually until I was around about 30 years old, actually, where I just had some real hard choices in front of me about who I was and what sort of father I was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going to talk about the whole hip-hop stuff, the rap thing, but that was a huge part of my life.
Okay.
And at this particular time, I was making some albums and making songs and performing them, not in a Christian sense. We had done stuff in churches mm-hmm. prior to this. There had been a season of that, but I was just ultimately just trying to make a name for myself in the sense of Australian underground rap. It doesn't have a huge, you know, following, in that area. And I got invited to go down to Melbourne for a tour and perform as part of this tour with another artist. And I thought, this is excellent. This is the thing I've been working towards. I had my CDs and we went to the show and I was selling them out of my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the hotel, though, on this particular night, and there was a Coorong bookstore across the street, and there'd been a whole bunch of stuff that I, you know, won't go into, but God was really working on my life. I had Christians that I was working with that were praying for me, so there's a whole bunch of backstory to this, but what happened was I got to this place and I was questioning my life and my choices, and instead of being with the guys who were going to the pub getting ready for the show, I wanted to go to the Coorong bookstore and just look through all the Christian books.
Oh, cool.
And so I went in there and I said to the fellas, like, I wasn't telling them I was going to the Christian bookstore. I was like, I'll see you guys at the show later.
Yeah.
And I just spent ages in that shop just reading books, like blurbs of books and looking for something. I was looking for, you know. And so I did the show. It was successful that night. Like, things were going well, but my heart had just changed. And the entire trip back to Brisbane was, I just got to get home, tell my wife that we've got to find a church and we've got to pursue the Lord.
Wow.
And so I think that's where the gospel had really taken a hold of my heart, even though it began with that time when I was a kid where the gospel was preached to me, right? Mm. The word never returns void, and it had grabbed a hold of my heart. But there was this fullness of understanding the gospel in this particular time. So
Very cool. And let's talk about hip hop and rap.
Sure.
How did you get into that?
Well, actually, I was in primary school. My dad used to kind of send me tapes that he'd made, like Aussie rock stuff, and that was sort of what I was just listening to that my dad had given me and what was popular at the time. And a couple of friends turned up with these particular albums, Run DMC and Public Enemy. This is cassettes we're talking about.
Right.
And so they said, you got to hear this music. We went to the library, hired out one of those little tape decks that you could get, put the cassette in the top, and it was terrible speakers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard this music come out, and that was it. I was like, what is this? I need more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so hip hop is really, it's a culture. It's made up of different art forms that make up what hip hop is.
Yeah.
And so there's aerosol art. There is breakdancing, there is DJing, which I've noticed as I was checking out some of your videos.
Yeah.
You doing a bit of DJing in the kitchen.
Yes.
The light work, very That's good, it. Very
Thank
impressive.
You, mate. Yep.
And then rapping, of course.
Yes.
Now, rapping is really poetry done to music.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, you can kind of see it and it looks sort of hard at times in terms of like these tough guys who are like gangster and all that. At the same time, they're poets, they're street poets
who are doing
rhyme and poetry to music, and it's telling a story. And so I began as a listener for many years, and then I started writing when I was in my teenage years.
Okay.
And nothing coming of it until later in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then just started making my own music and looking for shows and doing their own thing. So,
Very cool. So let's talk mainstream first. So you mentioned Run DMC.
Yep.
And of course, Reverend Run.
Yeah.
You know, he's a believer, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool. And, you know, I remember Walk This Way was the big song with Aerosmith back in the day. You
that's
know,
right.
So they went pretty mainstream, you know, those guys. So that's cool. What other mainstream hip hop artists have influenced you?
I was very influenced by New York style. So if you look across the map of America, and hip hop's been in Australia for, you know, just the same amount of time, but obviously we have the main beginnings coming out of America. Mm-hmm. There's different sounds depending on what coast you're on. So yeah. East Coast is different than West Coast and South and all of this. And so I was very influenced by the 90s New York sound.
Yeah.
So Nas, Biggie, Wu-Tang, all of those artists yep. were kind of the ones that I was... listening to.
And what about Christian hip-hop?
I listen to Shy Lin, Timothy Brindle. Funny story, though. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows DC Talk, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And, everybody who's Christian knows DC Talk. And for me, DC Talk wasn't something I was looking for in comparison to the stuff I was listening to previously. But yeah. I always am thankful as I look back to a mate who was trying to get me back on track. He was trying to get me to hear the Lord. And he used to evangelize me in his car with DC Talk.
Oh, okay.
And I'd be listening, please don't put the DC Talk completely. But
And your mate's going, come on, God's doing a new thing.
Yeah.
Get into it. That's one of their songs, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. And as I look back, I appreciate that, brother. Peter Ford from Harvey Bay.
Yep.
And he's a pastor there now,
okay,
actually.
Okay, cool.
So,
good.
Yeah. So I look back, a lot of, yeah. Yep. Thanks to him for contributing to the journey as well.
And these days, you know, Lecrae is a very well-known
yep.
Christian hip-hop artist. Is
yep.
there any others that
yeah.
people might have heard of that you're into?
I'm just trying to think. I listened to a group called Christcentric.
Yep.
Now, I don't think people generally will have heard of them. It's
yep.
again, it's a little smaller in terms of the style and that, uh-huh. but just absolutely like biblical centered, gospel
yeah, cool.
centered. It's using rap as a platform to teach theology. That's
yeah,
the basis
yeah.
of what a lot of those guys do. So, guy by the name of Evangel. There's a whole bunch
cool.
of you kind of don't know until you.
Well, I started in Christian radio, I was always looking for good Christian hip hop because I just knew it
right.
would reach people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I loved Freedom of Soul.
Oh,
and
yeah, right.
SFC
yeah,
and
yeah.
all those guys. And
of course,
I actually learnt a rap from Freedom of Soul that I still do to this day, which is very cheesy and corny, but I just love it. It's just, you know,
that's awesome.
People yeah, like yeah. an old white uncoordinated pastor rapping for some reason. I don't know why, but it's just good fun, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a good icebreaker whenever you preach somewhere or something. You know. So I've done a rap from Freedom of Soul and from DC Talk.
Oh,
and
excellent.
Then what I do is I mix in Amazing Grace and Awesome God. I just rap them, you know, because, but I've always wanted to write some. But anyway, but you've written something for us for
yes.
this interview.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd love to hear it, mate. What have you got for us?
Sure thing. Just something short that I just wrote for coming in to see you here. So,
yep.
All right, it goes like this. I swing a double-edged blade, a raised saber, back with the radio flavor of Matt Prater. Days stay paving the way, it's the Lord's labor. Speak truth, watch haters breathe heavy like Darth Vader. See, for his glory I speak. Preach Christ crucified, see the story's complete. I mean, nothing can be added. The gospel is sweet and it is finished. Debt settled, that's the reason I can sleep.
Oh, yeah, come on. That is fantastic, mate. So
just
good. You just wrote that, hey?
Yeah, yeah, just
wow.
Plenty of practice.
Yeah, no, I love the fact that you're able to just belt that out. And, you know, there's a group in Australia, Crosswords.
Yes.
Crossswerds.
Yep.
So they don't know how to spell, but it's called
yep.
Crosswords.
Yep.
And I'm mates with a whole bunch of guys
awesome.
Who are connected to that. Tell us about your association with Crosswords
yeah,
in that
yeah,
Australia.
Terrific. Yep. So we know the guys in Sydney, Mystery, Oakbridge are mm-hmm. their rap titles, their rap names. They kicked off Crosswords and have been doing that for so many years now. A shout out to those guys. And we kicked off the Brisbane branch
yep.
quite some time back, and it's got a bunch of guys who are still doing that today in
mm-hmm.
Brisbane. But the thing that took place for us was we actually got to go into the Youth Detention Centre and run services in there.
Love it.
Interesting story there. They were looking for a church to come in. They knew about what we were doing on the bi-monthly meetings where we'd get together,
mm-hmm.
we would have hip-hop praise. Like you were talking about blending choruses with
yeah,
your
yeah,
raps and
yeah.
stuff. We were doing that with
awesome.
Various songs.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
That's right.
I've
yeah.
seen that one. My mate Joel Tuita.
Yeah.
He's
Joel,
awesome,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
he? How
that's
cool.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we used to do some of those things. What we did in the detention center was we would go in to preach, obviously, the gospel,
mm-hmm.
but they asked us to come, you know, and we were a bit hesitant first, like, do they want us just to come and sort of tick the religious box and they get to provide a service, but, hey, kids are into hip-hop. We said, look, if it's just they want us for the music, then we're a bit reluctant to go because we want to go and present Christ.
Yeah.
And so when we actually got to the meeting, they said, look, we don't want this just to be about your music. We want to make sure you guys are bringing your message of hope.
Wow.
And so for us, we were like, where do we sign up?
That's great.
Let's do it. And so that was a real blessing to be involved at. And so, yeah, shout out to Joel and to all
yeah,
the guys
great.
Who are continuing on. And
you know, I could do a lot of work in homeless shelters around Brisbane, you know.
Right.
So many times you go in and all you hear is rap or hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Eminem, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, it's such a big part of the culture in the crowd that we minister to, you know. Mm. And that's why I love meeting guys like you and Joel and all those other buddies that rap, you know.
Yeah.
Because they hear these Christian guys rapping and they're like, oh, that's my music, but that's a cool message too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just think it's so important that we're speaking the language of the day and reaching people with the kind of music they like, you know. So I love the fact that you're doing that. If people want to find your music, is it online? Can people can find it?
Yeah. It's in the archives a little bit for those who know Bandcamp.
Yep.
It's under Change the Tape. Mm-hmm. So if you Google Change the Tape Bandcamp, you'll find a heap of our music up on there.
Yep.
There are some plans. It's just time to get it, but there's unreleased material. So looking to put that out on Spotify.
And do you have like a rapper name or are you just Warren McKenzie?
Yeah, Resident actually.
Resident.
Yeah. So Resident of the Kingdom of God.
Okay.
Resident of hip-hop culture is,
And do you spell it correctly or do you spell it cool?
I actually changed it. I used to spell it terribly and it's just straight spelling now.
So. R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T, Resident.
That's right.
I love it. Great stuff. Well, Resident, Warren McKenzie, pastor, legend. I've heard you rap a number of times on the radio over the years and I've wanted to get your story on History Makers. It's so cool to hear what God's done in your life. I pray the Lord will continue to open doors for you to reach more people with your music and your message. And Warren, I reckon you're a History Maker. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.